the Christ and his apostles crossed the Sea of Galilee again to Capernaum. In Capernaum, they found men and women waiting for them on the shore. This group of people on the shore was glad to see them come back. As usual, Jesus taught them right there by the seaside. While Jesus was speaking to them, a ruler of the synagogue named Jairus begged the Lord to go home with him as quickly as possible. Jairus wanted Jesus to save his only daughter, who was dying. She was 12 years old. The sorrowing father said to Jesus, "My little daughter is just alive. I pray you to come and lay your hands on her that she may be made well." Jesus went with Jairus. The people also followed very closely behind them because they did not want to lose sight of Jesus. Before they reached the house, a servant came to Jairus and said, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the master." Jesus overheard what he said, and turning to the sorrowing father, Jesus comforted him and said, "Do not be afraid, only trust me, and she will be made well." The whole group of people moved on toward the house of Jairus. As they drew near, they heard the noise of people groaning and crying aloud. They were mourning for the little girl who had died. People in that part of the world still do that today. Many people in that part of the world even today believe that the greater the noise, the more people will think they love the lost child. Jesus stepped into the house. The Lord was followed by Peter, James, and John. These three were the only ones in the crowd that Jesus would allow to go in with him. Then they and the father and the mother of the girl went into the room where she was lying. They found it filled with people who were mourning. Jesus said to them, "Why do you cry and make so much noise? She is not dead, she is sleeping." They thought Jesus did not know what he was talking about, and they laughed at him. Jesus sent everyone out of the room except the father and mother and his three disciples. Then, going over to the bed where the child lay, Jesus took hold of her hand and said, "Little maid, arise." The little girl opened her eyes and began to move. Then she got up and went to her mother. Jesus told the astonished parents to give her something to eat. Then Jesus left the house with his disciples. While Jesus was on his way to the house of Jairus, another wonderful thing happened. A woman who had been sick for 12 years was in the crowd. She had been to a lot of doctors. She had spent all her money trying to find something that would make her well. Yet she had been growing worse every day. The doctors of that time and in that country were not as good as those who take care of us when we are sick. Probably this woman had a sickness that no one could cure, even though her doctors were very wise and educated. Somebody had told her that Jesus of Nazareth could cure any kind of sickness. She was following Jesus to see if he could help her. There was something in the way Jesus looked that made her trust him. She said, "If I can but touch his clothes, I shall be well." So she worked her way through the crowd till she was close behind Jesus. She then put out her hand and touched his clothes. Because she was modest and feared that this mighty teacher would be displeased with her, she only touched the hem or fringe at the bottom of Jesus' long robe. That touch cured her. She stepped back into the crowd. She would have gone quietly away if Jesus had not turned around and asked, "Who touched me?" Peter and the other disciples said, "Master, the people are all crowding around you and pressing you. Why do you ask who touched you?" But Jesus said, "Someone has touched me purposely and has been made well." Jesus looked around at those near him. The woman, feeling that Jesus was looking at her, came trembling and fell at his feet. Then, before all those people, she told Jesus why she had touched him. She told the Lord how she had been made well as soon as she put her hand on his clothes. Was Jesus displeased that she chose that way of being healed? Hear what Jesus said to her. "Daughter, it was your faith that made you well. Go in peace and be free from your trouble." She went away well, and she was never troubled again with that sickness. Jesus then went on to Jairus' house, as we have been reading. Two blind men followed Jesus from the house of Jairus. But Jesus did not stop to give them sight, and he did not pay any attention to them, even though they called to Jesus again and again and said, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on us." They followed Jesus even to the house where the Lord was staying. At last, Jesus stopped and turned toward them. Jesus said, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They both answered, "Yes, Lord." The Savior touched their eyes and said, "I will cure you because you believe that I can." Their eyes were opened, and when the poor men left Jesus, they could see. Jesus did these miracles not because he wanted to win praise from men, but because he loved to help those who needed him. Jesus healed their bodies so that he might win their love. What Jesus had told Jairus, he repeated to these two blind men. The Lord said, "See that no one knows of it." Not one of them did as Jesus asked. Instead, they all went out and told everyone they met the story of what the Savior had done for them. After giving sight to the blind man that day, a man who couldn't talk was brought to the house. He was able to talk after Jesus spoke to him because Jesus cured him. The crowd who had followed Jesus all day were now ready to worship him. They said, "Such things were never seen before in the land." But the Pharisees tried again to make them think that Jesus was not good. They tried to make the people think that Jesus was able to do such things only because Satan gave Jesus the power. The long day had come to an end at last. And as the disciples rested, they thought about all that had happened since the evening before. They thought of the dreadful storm on the lake that Jesus so easily quieted. They thought of the two demoniacs they had met on the other side of the lake. They thought especially of the one who looked so fierce and wild till Jesus calmed him, just as Jesus had calmed the angry lake. Then they thought about the pleasant trip back across the lake and the joyful welcome of the people. They thought of the great joy of the woman who had been healed by touching the hem of Jesus' robe. They thought of the sorrow of Jairus, which had been turned into joy when Jesus gave him back his daughter. They remembered the happy faces of the two blind men who had received sight. They thought of the man who couldn't talk, who went away talking. It had been a very busy day.